We're going to talk this morning in the big theme of sermon about what we're going to talk about now. And there's this word I want you to think about this morning that is so very, very important. It's called authority. Okay? And the Bible says, the Bible says, for the Lord's sake, thank you, for the Lord's sake, submit to all human authority, whether the king is a head of state or the officials as he has appointed. Now, one of the things I want to talk about is how important it is to understand that God established the world. I'm not on. God established the world with authority. And you as a person and me as a person, one of the responsibilities we're supposed to do, the Bible says we are to submit to the authorities. Okay, so what does the word submit mean? What does that mean to do? Think about it. Yes. Yeah, we hear the word. Let me show you what it means. Okay? Asher, you're going to help me with this. I'm going to ask. No, don't get hit. Okay? I'm going to ask Asher to submit to me my authority. Okay, so Asher, come here. What that literally means to submit to the authority is to place yourself underneath the person who is the authority. Okay? It means to line up like a soldier. I'm number one, you're number two. Does it mean that you're supposed to be first? No, you're number two. Okay? And here's what that means. Who are some of the authorities that God has placed in your lives? Did you know you're not supposed to tell your parents what to do? That you're supposed to listen to your parents and mind them? Okay? That means you line up underneath their authority. What's another authority that you have in your life? Teachers. And I know that you've had Mrs. Ashburn. Does she ever want you to lead the class as the teacher? No, no, no. She's always the teacher, right? She's the one that you... I've heard pretty strict, is she? And then you're not going to answer her. But your teacher at school, you're not supposed to argue with your teacher. You're not supposed to say that you're simply supposed to do what your teacher says. Who's someone else that you're supposed to mind? The principal, definitely. Yeah. Miss Winston, you're supposed to mind her. She's not supposed to mind you, right? Someone else you're supposed to submit to. I didn't hear you.
Parents.
Parents. We already got that one. I'm looking for one more.
Wait.
Who?
No.
What did she say?
Parents. No. Other people you know.
No. God. You submit to God. Here's what. This
police.
You're supposed, believe it or not, you're supposed to mind the police. Okay? And let me tell you, that is what it means to be a Christian. It's to submit to authority. You obey the rules. You obey the people God's put in place. And there's a lot of people that aren't doing that in the world today. That's what I'm going to talk about. Okay? You need to respect those people in authority. Okay? Let's pray. Lord, help these kids understand how important it is to mind those who are in authority, whether it be a teacher or police, parents. Help them to understand how important that is.